Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, October 28, 2013. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Arnold. If you'll rise, please.
Don't mind, please bow your heads. Lord, we come before you asking that you give us your divine wisdom, wisdom to lead our county in the right direction. Lord, we ask that not only this court, but every elected individual in our county. We ask that you put your loving arms around those families that have loved ones away fighting the war and protecting our democracy. Lord, we ask all these blessings in your darling son, Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the pledge of our heritage. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. We'll begin our meeting today with items under purchasing. Item A is to receive and file bids for the Keith Lake Park boat ramp. Item B is to receive and file bids for the Ford Park Arena House public address system for Jefferson County. Item C is to award the Keith Lake Park boat ramp to Shirley & Sons Construction Company, as shown on Attachment A. Item D is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for liquid soil stabilizer for Jefferson County with Base Seal International, Inc. for a fourth additional one-year renewal term from December 5th, 2013 until December 4th, 2014. Item E is to consider and possibly approve individual county department budget purchases of employee break room equipment, such as refrigerators and microwaves. Item F is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file change order number 4 for proposed elevated 200,000 gallon water storage tank with McGuire Iron Inc. to increase contract days by 12 days, bringing the total contracted days up to 341 days, and that's a project funded by Texas Department of Rural Affairs grant administered by the Texas General Land Office. It comes out of the Hurricane Ike recovery. Item G is to consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for a contract for 2013-14 printer maintenance for Jefferson County with Sirius for the period of November 19, 2013 to November 18, 2014 in the amount of $22,820 in accordance with the TexMass contract. Item H is to consider and possibly approve interdepartmental transfer of two Mossberg 590 12-gauge pump shotguns from Constable Precinct 1 to Constable Precinct 8 as authorized by local government code Section 262.011J. Do we have a motion on those items under purchasing?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Moving on to items under Commissioner's Court, item A is to consider and possibly approve Constable Eddie J. Collins hiring Nathaniel Lewis as a deputy constable for Precinct 8 in accordance with Local Government Code Chapter 86.011. Item B is to consider and possibly approve a proclamation for Home Care and Hospice Month. Is there any speaker here for that particular agenda item for Home Care and Hospice Month? Item C is to consider and possibly approve a proclamation for Sudden Cardiac Arrest Awareness Month, and I believe Nicole Conklin is here for that. Item D is to consider and possibly authorize a county judge to execute Texas Community Development Block Grant Program Contract Number 711281, Amendment Number 1. Item E is to receive and file executed GLO Contract Amendment Number 9 for the Round 1 Disaster Recovery Funding. And by addendum, item F is to consider and possibly approve a proclamation for Southeast Texas Striders for the Lions Walk for Diabetes Awareness. Do we have a motion on those items under Commissioner?
Moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And so, Ms. Conklin? Please come up to the proclamation.
Yes.
Reads as follows. Whereas sudden cardiac arrest is a leading cause of death in the United States, whereas sudden cardiac arrest takes the lives of more than 350,000 people in the United States each year, according to the Heart Rhythm Society, and anyone can experience sudden cardiac arrest, including infants, high school athletes, and people in their 30s and 40s who have no sign of heart disease. Whereas sudden cardiac arrest claims one life every 90 seconds, and sudden cardiac arrest is extremely deadly, with the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute giving the disease mortality rate of approximately 95%. And to have a chance of surviving an attack, the American Heart Association states that victims of sudden cardiac arrest must receive a life-saving defibrillation within the first 4 to 6 minutes of an attack. Whereas for every minute that passes without a shock from an automated external defibrillator, the chances of survival decreases by approximately 10%, and life-saving treatments for sudden cardiac arrest are effective if administered in time. And whereas, according to joint research by the American College of Cardiology and the American Heart Association, implantable cardioverter defibrillators are 98% effective at protecting people at risk for sudden cardiac arrest. And whereas, according to the American Heart Association, cardiopulmonary resuscitation and early defibrillation with an automated external defibrillator more than double the chances that a victim will survive. And whereas there is a need for comprehensive educational efforts designed to increase awareness of sudden cardiac arrest and related therapies among medical professionals and the greater public in order to promote early detection and proper treatment of this disease and to improve quality of life. And whereas the American Heart Association had begun an initiative to make AEDs available to the citizens of the Golden Triangle to increase the chances of survival, now therefore be it resolved by the Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County, Texas, that we do hereby declare the month of October 2013 a Sudden Cardiac Arrest Awareness Month.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you. I'm Nicole Conklin, and I'm one of the current board members for the American Heart Association for the Golden Triangle. I have some of our other members here along with me to accept the proclamation. We are extremely excited about this initiative. With there only being a survival rate of 5% and having early defibrillation as the key thing to help these individuals be able to move on and be with their families, we want to make sure that we've educated the public on AED use, awareness, if we need to do CPR training, and so forth. But we want these to be more readily available. So our goal is to have about 500 across Jefferson County. That way, if anyone goes down, be it your mom, your daughter, your brother, your son, they will actually have the opportunity to have that defibrillation within the 3 to 5 minutes that is required so that they will be able to make it to the hospital where physicians like Dr. Brower will be able to treat them and get them back in the right direction. I also, this is very near and dear to my heart because I lost my 35-year-old brother to sudden cardiac arrest back 2.5 years ago. 35 years old, no history of heart disease. So this truly can impact anyone. We just need to make sure that if we are on the scene, to act promptly and make sure that we have the necessary equipment.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I just want to reiterate what Nicole just said. You know, sudden cardiac death is a beast, and it's out there. It can strike any one of us any second without any warning. And if you're in an area that is accessible easily in the parking lot of the mall, and you have a sudden cardiac arrest, how long does it take for EMS to get there? 7 minutes, 8 minutes, throw in another 2 or 3 minutes to get the equipment out of the truck. So you're looking at best circumstances, 10 to 12 minutes before something happens. 3 to 5 minutes after the sudden cardiac arrest, if the shock with this machine is delivered, survivability increases by 75%. That's tremendous. And we want to make a push to get, you said 500, as many as we need. These devices are usable by anybody without any medical knowledge whatsoever. The machine tells you, push the button. And all you got to do is put it on the chest, and when the machine tells you push the button, push it, and the shock is delivered. And I think in the long run, we will save a lot of lives. And deprive the disease to take more people than it has to, and also get rid of a lot of suffering. Because, you know, 35 years old, her brother, that's a big void. And we wanna make a difference. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you so much for bringing that to the attention of the public, and I wish you all the best in your efforts to distribute those across the community.
Thank you.
Next, Commissioner Arnold, is Mr. Robert Blackburn here? Please come forward, Mr. Blackburn. Commissioner Arnold will read your proclamation.
It's my privilege today to read this proclamation on behalf of the Jefferson County Commissioners Court. Whereas the overall importance of walking is to raise awareness of diabetes and its complications, to build healthier lives, and to provide information on preventing and managing diabetes and other related diseases. Whereas District 2-7 S1, excuse me, Lions are working to increase diabetes awareness by sponsoring Southeast Texas Strides Lions Walk for Diabetes Awareness on Saturday, November the 9th, 2013. Whereas the District 2 S1 Lions united with the citizens of Jefferson County should be commended for their role in participating in the 2013 Southeast Texas Strides Lions Walk for Diabetes Awareness. And whereas District 2 S1 Lions are participating in an international activity with Lions Club throughout the world, in keeping with the challenge Helen Keller issued to the association in 1925 to become Knights of the Blind in the Crusade Against Darkness. And whereas District 2 S1 Lions, established in 1917, is composed of men and women volunteers who dedicate their time to the betterment of our communities in aiding those in need. And whereas the District 2 S1 Lions are a member of the Lions Club International, the world's largest service club organization with 1.35 million members in 45,000 clubs and geographic areas. Whereas we join together to honor those who have successfully controlled their diabetes and to help others to accomplish the management of diabetes and improve the quality of health in Jefferson County. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County does hereby proclaim November 9th, 2013 as Southeast Texas Strides Lions Walk for Diabetes Awareness Day, benefiting the Texas Lions Camp to enhance their diabetes sessions for children and diabetes seminars for families, and we urge all to participate in this effort. Signed this 28th day of October 2013. Mr. Rayburn,
good afternoon.
Thank you. Appreciate it. The Lions are best known for our vision conservation efforts. We are Knights of the Blind. Helen Keller did make that challenge to us in 1925, and we are now using our celebrity, as you may call it, for diabetes awareness. It is a threat. It's a huge threat. The money that we raise from this event does go to our Texas Lions Camp, which is in Kerrville, Texas, in the beautiful Texas Hill Country. And last year we had we had seven sessions out there, and I think every session we had was full. I don't have the number of kids with me, but we had a lot of kids are all from the state of Texas, and it's all for kids. Everything we do is primarily for kids for the Texas Lions Camp, and that's where all the money that we raise from this event goes. But I know Commissioner Alford is familiar with our vision screenings that we do. We're best known for that, and they keep us busy. But we're kind of diversifying a little bit and trying to do a few other little things. And we have a couple of lines with us today.
Well, thank you very much for being here. We're happy to support you in your efforts, and we appreciate what you're doing, all of you that are working in our community to improve the health of the community and to raise the awareness of these significant issues.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Blackburn. And I'm going to go out of order on the agenda and move on down to Sheriff's Department. Item A is to consider and possibly approve a resolution recognizing Donald R. Hayes for 26 years of dedicated service as a deputy of the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office and to the citizens of Jefferson County. And item B, to consider and possibly approve a resolution recognizing Ricardo S. Vega for 21 years of dedicated service as corrections officer to the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office and the citizens of Jefferson County. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Unfortunately, Commissioner Senegal had to be at some continuing education training today and could not be in court. But Commissioner Alford, Mr. Officer Hayes, could you come up to the podium, please? If you'd like to bring your wife, please feel free to do that. And Commissioner Alford's
yes.
going to read your resolution.
Says resolution. Whereas Donald R. Hayes has devoted 26 years of his life serving the people of Jefferson County with pride and professionalism, and whereas Donald R. Hayes has dedicated his talents and pledged his service as a correction officer at the Jefferson County Correction Facility, and whereas Donald R. Hayes has dedicated his talents and served in the law enforcement as a deputy in the DARE program for Jefferson County Sheriff Office, and whereas Donald R. Hayes has pledged his service as a deputy at the airport and courthouse security, as well as patrol division for the Jefferson County Sheriff Office's office, and whereas through his hard work and commitment to excellence, Donald R. Hayes has earned the respect of his colleagues and citizens of Jefferson County, and whereas having made a significant contribution to the Jefferson County Sheriff Office, Donald R. Hayes is recognized for his unselfish devotion to the common good and welfare of the citizens of Jefferson County, and we all will miss him. I'm sorry, and will always miss him, his friends, and co-workers. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Jefferson County Commissioners Court does hereby honor and commend Donald R. Hayes for his dedication and services as a valuable employee of Jefferson County, and wish him well in his retirement on this date, the 28th date of October, signed by the judge and commissioners of Jefferson County.
I really didn't come prepared to give a speech, but I'd just like to say to the commissioner's court and the sheriff, he's standing right here behind me, so I didn't know that he had snuck up, that I appreciate the opportunity for working with Jefferson County and for the citizens of Jefferson County, and my plan is to continue to be a positive figure within the community, not in law enforcement, but just positive. Okay. And thank you for that opportunity.
Thank you.
Sheriff?
I would like to say, commend him publicly, and I want to thank you for recognizing him. You said something that was written in there, unselfish, and Donald is an unselfish, dedicated, loyal employee, not only to the sheriff's office, but to this county. Some of you in here, you need to know that in this tragic shooting by Bartholomew Granger that occurred in front of this courthouse, Donald Hayes was one of the first responding officers who unselfishly placed himself in harm's way on that day to respond to that and engage Bartholomew Granger in front of this courthouse. His observations, his actions, and his testimony were vital in that conviction that was obtained on Granger, and I want you to publicly know that this is the kind of people you have protecting you down there, Donald. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chief.
Now, Donald, you didn't let your wife speak, but ma'am, you can make him do a lot of work now.
Vega, Ricardo, please come up. Commissioner Weaver is going to read your resolution. Would you like to introduce who you've got with you here today, Ricardo?
This is my wife, Hilda, and she has been my wife for 45 years, so we have enjoyed
right.
each other
good.
For this long.
Who do you have with you?
I also have my two daughters and my two granddaughters, one son-in-law. The other son-in-law couldn't make it because he's a teacher over at Evadale, and he had to teach over there today. But I'm happy to be here. You know, I've enjoyed working for the county this long, and I have enjoyed every minute of it. And, you know, the time comes when you just got to say goodbye. And this is the time, you know. We've decided, you know, that it's time to do other things, and but we'll be around in the area, and we'll be seeing you. And, you know, we're happy to help anybody that we can help.
Well, thank you so much. Let's let Commissioner Weaver read this resolution, and then the sheriff is probably going to want to.
Officer Vega,
well.
It's my privilege and honor to be able to read this. You know, you and I go way back. We stood out there in the middle of all those tallow trees when that jail was being built, and you were a someone that everybody looked up to for guidance. You've trained so many young officers out at that jail. You were a walking encyclopedia for information for all those young officers, and I hope you know that you made an impact on those individuals out there, and we had a lot of good times out there, you and I, and I'm gonna miss you. I hope you'll be around and stop by. But it's my honor to read this resolution. Whereas Ricardo S. Vega has devoted 21 years of his life serving the people of Jefferson County with pride and professionalism, and whereas Officer Vega has dedicated his talents and pledged his services as a corrections officer at the Jefferson County Correctional Facility, and whereas Officer Vega has made an outstanding contribution to the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, serving as a corrections officer in the law library at the Jefferson County Correctional Facility, and whereas through hard work and commitment to excellence, Officer Vega has earned the respect of his colleagues and the citizens of Jefferson County, and whereas having made a significant contribution to the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, Officer Vega is recognized for his unselfish devotion to the common good and welfare of the citizens of Jefferson County, and will always be missed by his friends and co-workers. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Jefferson County Commissioners Court does hereby honor and commend Ricardo S. Vega for his dedicated service as a valuable employee of Jefferson County, and wishes him well in his retirement. Signed this day, Judge Jeff Brannick and all commissioners of Jefferson County.
Thank you.
Don't be fooled by Rico's young good looks. He's a man that came to the sheriff's office before I was sheriff, but brought a lot of life experiences with him. And as Commissioner Weaver noted, he's had a hand at passing some of those, his knowledge and experience on to a lot of the young corrections officers in the jail and trained them. But not only that, he has been a credit to the sheriff's office in so many ways in representing us, not only at work, but outside work. I know Rico's active in his church. He's been very active in veterans affairs and things outside of work. And he's just a good guy. And you're gonna be missed. That, you know, we're seeing two really good, solid employees retire here today. That kind of experience and dedication, as you well know, is hard to replace. But Rico, we wish you well in your retirement. And I want you to know how much we appreciate what you've done for us.
Thank you.
Last items on today's agenda are under County Auditor. Item A is consider and approve a fiscal year 2014 budget amendment for the county clerk for to move the cost of three copiers in the amount of $6,804. Item B is consider and approve fiscal year 2013 budget amendment for payroll items for year-end accruals as per the attached schedule. Item C is consider and approve the certified roll jurisdictional summary resolution for the tax roll for the tax year 2013 for Jefferson County. Item D is consider and approve renewal of commercial general liability coverage for Spindletop Park in the amount of $2,675.21, excluding terrorism coverage. And item E is regular county bills, check numbers 386602 through 386832. Do I have a motion on those items?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And under engineering, item A is consider and possibly approve work authorization for the Phase 2 MS4 Permit Implementation Services contract with Carroll and Blackman Inc. in accordance with Attachment A for permit year one, total estimated cost being $14,460, which is budgeted under engineering. I have a motion on that item. Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and that completes our regular agenda. We will not have court next Monday. The following Monday is a county holiday for Veterans Day, so the next meeting of the Commissioner's Court will be Tuesday, November 12th, 2013, right here at 1:30 p.m. I thank you all for being here, and I want to wish all of you that our employees, I want to wish you the very best of luck as you move on with this next season of your lives, and I hope it's a happy and productive time. Commissioner?
Ms. Jane Burge, would you stand, please? Be recognized. We would just like to say that we're extremely proud that you have been appointed to fill the unexpired term of our district clerk, and we look forward to working with you in the future and wish you the very best. We know you will. Thank you very much, Jane.
Jane, I'd just like to echo the comments of Commissioner Arnold. We know it's in good hands, and I know that you'll carry on that great work that Lolita gave our citizens.
Anybody else? Any other announcements? Thank you so very much for being here, ladies and gentlemen. That concludes our meeting, and we are adjourned.